You want to sort out your education. You want to sort out your finances. You want to sort out your family. You want to keep your family face. You vote for the Blood of Jesus Party. You vote every single day for it. You get up in your quiet time.
Hey.
And
you
you apply the Blood of Jesus.
Oh. Open up your Bibles, cause it's time for truth.
It's time for truth.
Listen carefully, cause these words are all for you.
They are for you.
Open up your Bibles, cause it's time for truth.
It's time for truth.
Listen carefully, cause these words are all for you. It's not my show.
But it's my show.
But it's my show. It's not my show.
It's not my show.
But it's my show. Hey. It's not my show.
It's not my show.
But it's my show.
It's my show.
It's not my show. But it's my show. It's not my show.
Active FM, let's talk with my man Musa.
The blues.
Yeah, sitting with Lwando. It's a special day.
What?
It's a special day.
Okay.
You must feel important, man.
Me? Sitting with you. I feel like a president.
You should feel, you know, good for sitting with the president.
How does it feel to be like a president?
In fact, getting on that topic, what's the first thing you would do if you are president in this country, South Africa?
Why do you ask me that question? Because I never thought about it. And that's what Active FM Desk Talk is about. You know, we talk about things that that matter. I'm not ignoring or avoiding your question, but I'm just introducing, you know, our
what do you
show.
Think?
You know, I want to introduce this show to you guys because I'm going to give Musa the most proper thing. I'm always ready for this thing, my man.
Okay.
What's the first thing?
Yeah, the first thing you do.
The first thing that I will do, I will restructure the constitution.
Yeah,
to bring order. And I will be more in terms of saying we have a responsibility.
Ah, okay.
You see what I'm saying? So giving people back their responsibility, like families, where families, they have to have family structures, you know, they have to raise their kids. They need to take care of their kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I will overcome stuff like abortion. You know, I will look at, you put me on the spot. I will look at taking off. So there's development part of it. You know, I love cities. So that will just be one of the things, man. I can go crazy on. Looking at obvious overcoming what you call this unemployment. So I'll be looking at giving people title deeds instead of the state taking the land and owning the land. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I will give people the title deeds, but at the same time, really, really help people in terms of equipment to farm the land. You know, and I will actually have a team that go to the mountains and discover stuff that we have, you know, that we can implement, you know.
Yeah.
So there's much that I can do. What would you do?
Why you asking? I asked you. Well, I'd change education, man.
Okay.
I'd change education. Well, I didn't think of it as broad as you did now.
Yeah.
So it's, but before I asked you, my answer was I was going to change the education structure because people are taught algebra expressions. But they're not taught how to deal with depression. You know what I'm saying? So things like that,
That's good.
But now that you say that, your constitution.
Education is part of it. And the aim with the constitution, it's actually giving the nation one identity.
Yeah.
Because if there's no common identity, you can't have a nation that's actually united. You see what I'm saying? So I think you have to, you know, construct it there. You need to start there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also giving a nation a vision. Do you understand what I'm saying? Probably you will have to have more meetings encouraging people. I would actually even get people to exercise, man. Don't lie to you. I would encourage
get
people
them to exercise.
Actually exercise.
Imagine the president taking a jog there. It's like,
know, challenging people. That would be nice.
Yeah, actually, thinking about it, yeah, that's brilliant.
That would be nice.
Yeah,
so
brilliant.
I will actually encourage people. And also, probably looking at the mindset of men. One of the things I was thinking about was the whole thing about prison. I feel like in everything, you gotta invest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I will restructure everything, whatever structure that they have and how the procedures that they have in prison, I will change. all those things, because I can use those guys at the same time, not use them as slaves, do you understand what I'm saying? But giving them skill instead of them sitting there, I will actually probably work with companies to say, employ such guys in prison, produce stuff there. Do you understand what I'm saying? And program them, give them the right, you know, mindset. Mm. So it would be like, okay, you took me far. So we have something that we call, it's Xhosa initiation, Xhosa men initiation. Okay. So what these guys, they do, they circumcise themselves. But now what they do is that they've lost the purpose behind the whole thing, why they do the whole thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now it's like, for me, it's useless.
Yeah.
Long time. So it used to be for a year. And in that year, what they will do, so they will be separated. But now it was to develop them from, you know, boys to what men. That's why it took a year. It was a school. And the research actually shows that that was one of the best education that was in whole Africa.
Yeah.
Because it was not just theory, but it was training people. So they will separate them to be in a different place, and then they will tell them their responsibility. And at that time, there were wars.
Yeah.
So most of the things that we see in movies, they will teach them, train them how to fight to protect their own community.
Yeah.
And then they will... When they separate them, they will take cattle with them. They will take sheep and all that.
Yeah.
And then they will be able to, they will be taught how to get milk. They will be taught how to farm, stuff like that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, I can actually, obviously not the circumcised part, but for me, it's like turning prison into this, you know, industry of generating, you know, proper people.
Yeah.
With it's not just education, but you know, with character. Do you understand? I'm actually doing that, so I think that would be one of the
goodest. Brilliant. Eh? And yeah, some friend of mine, I think I was still in high school.
Mm.
He told me that when they go there now, I'm not not those days. They're not allowed to talk about what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now I've been there, so
yeah.
I've, okay. Not prison, but I guess it's the same. Just. Mental prison, because it's just really
anyways, what are we talking about?
So that's what I will do, my man, you know. So there's a lot, but nowadays it's more kids, you know.
Okay.
You know, when you walk in town and you see these kids, they're walking around, there's more human trafficking, you know. So it's a concern. At the same time, the environment that we live in, you know, that's why I believe you gotta give people back their responsibility. It's not that vote for me, I'll give you everything. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People should be able to say, you set up time, probably Saturday, where people are not working, and you say, okay, if everyone is like a campaign thing, people in Joburg go out, you know, pick up papers. You know, that they do things like that in Japan. That's why Japan is the best place to be when it comes to the environment. You don't find paper anywhere. People, they just,
so they work,
you know,
together.
So people, imagine people, people are not bored there. If someone is sitting at home like, hey, tired of watching movies, they go out, they just pick up paper.
But you can see it's something that was drilled in when they were young.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's the thing. So it's more changing the culture. Yeah. So what are we talking about? We're talking about reversing the mind.
Reversing the mind.
To give you more context, we live in this modern time. Which in 200 years time won't be a modern time.
It
will be history. And I was actually thinking about the fact that, you know, the future that, or the history that our modern time will become in the future, will it be explained in a proper way? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get the question.
When all the stuff that is happening right now, which now will be through information, you know, it has written down.
Yeah.
Now we have like videos, you know, pictures, stuff like that, you know,
stuff
recorded. But all that is happening right now, will it all be twisted in the future. Mm. You see, what can the future people, people that will be living in the future, learn from us?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and now what we're doing is that we're looking at the past. We're looking at our forefathers. You see what I'm saying? And what we're doing, we actually get there and we need to analyze how they lived. Mm. What can we take? Because now when you do that, you start to realize that, wow, these people used to have these principles and we don't have them. So I lost them. So somehow it makes sense why I'm not strong as they used to be. Mm. You know, I don't have the vision as they used to be. You see what I'm saying? So now when you reverse your mind to history, to the past, you're able to gain some valuable things. You see what I'm saying? And then they will help you to do what? They will help you to make right decisions as you go to the future. There's this guy, you know Vusi Tembekwayo?
No.
You don't know him? He's a Xhosa business. Speaking about Xhosa, Xhosa is one of the tribes in South Africa.
Yeah.
So they're part of the Ngunu ethnicity or ethnic group. I hope it makes sense. So when this guy was speaking, he normally does your economy, you know, interviews. He's a business guy giving people strategies and all that. So he spoke about one of the projects that they did. They did a project, you know, it was not just a project. It was a task that they had, an assignment, you know.
Yeah.
And what they did, it was a research where they will go through generations until the birth of Jesus. What they were learning about is about the economy, how the economy operated from that time until now, this time.
Yeah.
So they were going back to what, to history, to actually find some valuable things that they can apply and use to help other people. You know what I'm saying? But with that, you can actually see that they have learned so much. And it's amazing when you actually look at your forefathers and some of the things that you can learn, they can improve you as a person. But at the same time, there are things that you find that what they were doing, they were wrong, and you're repeating the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about, and Musa will speak more about that.
Yeah, look, history happens for a reason. Eh?
Mm.
There's a reason why people keep track of what happens in history. And I know, because I've always grown up with my gran. So my friends always had mothers and fathers. And I grew up with my gran, which is old school. Because mothers are old school, my gran's old school. So I've learned a lot from her. And I can see that the things in the past do matter now. For instance, there's things that happened there. And it's easy for us young people to say it's old school. What are they telling us? Then bam, what they say happens. Like, oh. You know what I'm saying? So it does really matter. But you also need to see. Because, I mean, it's easy to believe anything. You can look at that, you believe it. You look at that, you believe it. But that's how you see if someone's wise or not. I mean, look at the Bible, for instance. And compare to other books out there. The Bible has been written so long ago, over 2,000 years ago. And, 2,000 years ago. And the things that the Bible speaks of then still applies to us now, you know what I'm saying?
True.
And these other books, the things that they predicted and all of, they didn't come to pass then. But everything that was Bible-related, God-related, that spoke about what's going to happen in this day and age is actually happening, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, you need to know, you need to watch what you're reading.
Yeah.
In fact, let me say that, watch what you're reading and watch who you're listening to.
Yeah.
Because you can list, someone can come look like the a professor of all these things and tell you, no, the Bible was wrong in this. And you think you're strong in your faith and you say, nah, it's not going to throw me offside. Now, what happens if there's an argument placed and that thought will come into your head again? Because that guy spoke to you. It means the seed is already planted of what he was saying. And now if you think you can handle it, and bam, what happens if you listen to the wrong people and there's some rebuke happening? What will happen there?
Mm.
You'll start thinking about what that guy said now. And you'll think about it. And it, you know, thoughts build. In the beginning, it's same as an addiction. In the beginning, you think you can leave this thing.
Mm.
But it keeps building. Slowly, you don't even notice it. It just builds and builds and builds. And then boom. You need to be careful with what you're getting into your mind. Because what's in the mind goes straight to the heart. And what's in the heart comes out of the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm going to be reading from the Book of Judges. There you go. We're going to be reading from the Book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 25. It says, that night the Lord said to him, take, listen to this, this is amazing, man. And the Lord, this is what the Lord said to him, take second bull from your father's head, the one 7 years old. Tear down your father's altar to Baal. Cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Then build a proper kind altar to the Lord your God on the top of this height, using the wood of the Asherah pole that you cut down. Offer the second bull as a burnt offering.
Yeah.
So the story carries on.
Yeah.
And when the story carries on, Gideon did what the Lord commanded him. God had to help Gideon to not just fix his life, but he had to fix what his father did wrong.
Yeah.
Because they were worshiping Baals. They were worshiping statues that were really not God. You see what I'm saying? And they replaced God with such things, and that's why they found themselves in the problem that they were in.
Yeah.
And what does God now do? He says, I will help you to do what? To look at the past, at what has been done wrong in the past and is still affecting you even right now. You know what I'm saying? God says, what we're going to do is that whatever that has been built in the past and has been built wrong, you know what I'm saying? We have to do what? We have to tear that down because this is your foundation. And we have to build afresh. We have to bring something new. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's actually the thing about our learning from our forefathers. So you will learn about David, who speaks about what God did through Abraham, what God did through Isaac and Jacob, stuff like that. So which means David will look back to the past and you will learn so much.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And what I love about the Bible is that it doesn't just show us the good of what our forefathers did.
Yeah, yeah.
The bad things are recorded. You know, the bad things that Abraham, because like the father of our faith, Abraham that did, the bad things that he did, they're there. You know what I'm saying? So that we can actually do what we can actually learn. So this is the opportunity that we have as people, because we can't, you know, go on as ignorant.
Yeah.
You know, if we're expecting a different outcome from the outcome that our parents, our forefathers had. You know what I'm saying? Our parents had. You know what I'm saying? So we have to do something that's actually what? That's different. And you find that probably your parents were never people that, you know, feared God. Or your forefathers were never people that feared God. You know what I'm saying? But in fearing God, there's a promise. And now they missed that promise and it affected you, because if they had the promise of God today, you would be in a better place. You know what I'm saying? But it's never too late, especially through the grace of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Because now that promise is offered to us. You know what I'm saying? And we can change now the foundation. We can disconnect ourselves from that wrong foundation. And Christ has given us the right foundation.
Yeah.
So that's actually the thing to say, but we can change. You know, most of the times we can't change the past, but we can change the future. Obvious through God.
Mm.
We need God in our lives. You know, the biggest thing that has been taken out, I was more learning about Africa. And one of the things I realized that, you know, the whole tradition, or I can call it a ritual, of people slaughtering to ancestors, it's actually built on religion.
Mm.
Because they believe that their ancestors communicate on their behalf before God. So that means that whole system, that whole, you know, process of slaughtering and all that exists because of their belief in God. But now what has happened is that they can tell us more about what the ancestors do than their God. Yeah. So now their religion somehow has been lost. You know, them believing in God is something that is drowned now in what in tradition. You see what I'm saying? So, but what do we do when we learn, we figure these things out. What was the reason these people, they started doing this thing? What changed? One of the things I was also looking at was the fact that, you know, as time carries on, the information that is in your cells, it changes all the time.
True. Yeah, that's true.
So I was actually looking at them like, wow, this is interesting. There's more information that's being lost. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Things, they are far different.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it, people are far, look at it, people are far different than they used to be in the beginning. Which means there's a possibility that people are less developed than they used to be in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because like people used to live for long, but people today, they don't live for long. Because there's some information in ourselves that's lost. You know what I'm saying? So we live in more developed, strong cities, but ourselves. So that's actually the thing. So that's why we gotta look back.
Yeah.
We gotta look back, and what do we do? Learn. Especially as people of faith. Most of the times we look back, and the reason why we look back is so that we can remind ourselves of what the Lord has done. So that we can activate our testimony, so that we can have strength when it comes to what to our faith and believe that God will do something greater again. So we are coming to the end of the show. And please make sure that you don't miss our shows, you know, because I hear that most people, they say, yeah, you guys, you really talk about things that matter. That's why we say, let's talk.
Yeah, let's talk.
You know, so we're just going to be bring some other topics that are controversial, that are trending
like
at the same
Luanda
time.
Controversial Luanda.
You know, Musa will be playing his Rosie.
Rosa.
Oh, Rosa.
Yeah,
sorry.
Rosa.
Rosa.
You know, that means pink in Spanish.
Rosa.
Yeah.
Okay. That's his wife.
Yeah, that's my wife.
In fact, you're wondering. Yeah. I thought this guy was single. His wife is the guitar.
Oh, you know that, right?
Yeah. Okay, so we giving an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He is the key. He is the door to everything, you know, to your life being organized. And I'm still amazed what Jesus Christ can do in someone's life, because I thought it was just about your spiritual connecting, God, praying and all that. It changes everything. Changes how you dream. Changes how you see things. It changes how you do things. Not just ministry, but how you do things at home, how you serve people, how you see people that you live with, you know, how you work, even how you work, even how you study, you know what I'm saying? So it's amazing. But the enemy has put this veil. There's this veil in our lives when it comes to Jesus, like, oh, this thing is boring. This is religion. This is going to take fun away from me. But you're not seeing that, wow, believing in Jesus is actually just a door that helps you to be in everything.
Yeah.
You know, to discover there's this radical aspect of your ability that you discover when you are in the Lord. You know, so interesting. So to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can pray this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I accept you.
I accept you.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Please come.
Please come.
Live in my heart.
Live in my heart.
As I believe.
As I believe.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
And confess with my mouth.
And confess with my mouth.
That you are the Son of God.
That you are the Son of God.
You died.
You died.
For my sins.
For my sins.
On the cross.
On the cross.
And you were raised.
And you were raised.
From the dead.
From the dead.
Taken to heaven.
Taken to heaven.
And right now.
And right now.
You are seated.
You are seated.
At the right hand.
At the right
hand. Of the Father.
Of the Father.
Interceding for me.
Interceding for me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening to our show. Share it out, and I'll see you next week.
Mm.
Well,
through the radio waves. We'll see you next.
There you go.
Yeah.
Join the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate. Find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Active FM Radio has never been better.